When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Bran.
Yes, Bran.
Bran,
I've something to tell you, Bran.
What is it, Bran?
I am your father.
No.
Probably.
No, Bran.
Oh, yes, Bran.
What you doing?
You're Bran.
I'm half Bran. All Bran.
Whole grain.
Whole Bran.
All Bran.
Bran Designs.
Oh, Joe Brand.
Toots Brand the Make Tells.
Bran.
Bran.
Stop it.
Stop it, yes.
I'm the only Branny. I'm Brannicus. No. I'm Brannicus.
Bran Margera.
Oh, at the end of the film, the slow pan reveals that I am Branda Soze.
Pop us another glass of brandy.
Kaiser Brande.
Kaiser Brand.
Bran Aid. Starring Bob Geldof.
Branly Cole.
Branly Apples.
Bran.
Get your coat with Bran. Stop it. I'm Bran.
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 Bran. This is a fucking shambles, Bran.
This is a brambles. Bran. Pod shambles.
Nice.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you here for the milking contest?
You knocked on the door.
It's me! Oh. I'm dressed as a cow.
Oh, wow.
You... Pretending I was a lonely cow.
You
for the milking contest.
You sure got me.
You had your hands on both my udders, mind.
Why, I order.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Oh, I'm well, milkman.
Yeah. Milky salmon, that's what they call me.
Oh, God. You wouldn't put four eggs in a cake.
So you wouldn't put milk in a basket.
So why not listen to Pod Shambles 19, eh?
87 to 89 FM. Pod Shambles.
Gas Mark 5.
Oh, it's already got really fucking strange, hasn't it?
Welcome.
Hello.
To my humble abode.
Watch out for the septic tank.
This is the second episode recorded in Shea Paddy.
Shea Paddy.
Shea Paddy.
Well done.
Mi casa su casa.
You're definitely still here.
I'm still here.
I haven't moved out yet.
I haven't.
Despite my letter suggesting the contrary.
No, quite the opposite. You sent me a very lovely... Well, your parents sent me a
very lovely... Yeah, to invite you to my house, not this one. Hey?
I'm going
to get you out of the way.
I'm going to Laurie's house.
So I can sell your room to real estate developers.
I'm going to your house for Christmas.
You can put in a waterfall. You are. You're going to come. You do have to. You know, we all wear top hats and tails for Christmas Day.
Oh, no.
And we go to church for 8 hours.
Is your family a sect?
Yes. They're sexy sects.
Oh, God.
No, wrong thing. Yeah, but you might come to mine because all your family are away, aren't they?
All my family are away.
They are, you know, your brothers in NASA. So he's going to be on the moon for Christmas, as is tradition.
My sister's
a... sister's a travelling contortionist.
Yeah.
So she'll be in a box somewhere.
My stepsister's on the front lines for the battle for Minas Tirith.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hopefully she won't, you know, get chucked off by her at Kai.
Good, yeah.
And your stepbro, well, we all know that he is actually the King of Sweden.
Yep.
So, of course, he's got kingly duties to attend to.
There's a lot of benefits.
And your folks, they, well, you know... Just in Bromsgrove.
But both chimps.
But they're both chimps.
I was born of two chimps.
The son of chimps alone.
The bastard son.
But you're gonna come to my place, aren't you?
I am.
You're gonna introduce us to all the Havelock favourites.
Havelock favourites.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that. Ooh.
Next episode. Ooh. Let's not talk about that till the end of the episode.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
We've been good, haven't we?
Yeah. I was about to say, how have you been? But now that we live together, that's just...
You kind of know, don't you,
it's
mate?
It's not that genuine.
Well, I lost one of my arms and I found it again. That was good. We got into the Hearthstone beta. That's exciting.
That's
isn't
the
it?
Best news all week.
It pretty much is. It was I was having a slightly shitty weekend, and then in my little inbox turned up, welcome to the most addicting game you're ever going to fucking play.
That turned your frown.
Goodbye, social life for you.
Upside down.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now I can summon, a tiny dragonling from nowhere.
It is an excellent
game.
It's
very good. It's going to sap all my free time and all my money buying all those little booster packs. Because they've combined the funness of WoW and all the characters. If anyone doesn't know... It's a trading card game based on World of Warcraft.
It's on a computer,
yeah.
And it's online. Not out for a while, but two little magic people got let in early.
Well, I mean, technically one, Paddy.
One you magic person.
Hugging along for the
ride. And his handsome Norwegian friend. Jarlin!
He's great.
Very Norwegian.
It's quite fun, isn't it? We like the druid, don't we? So you have to choose a character, and then your deck is kind of built around your character, and you get skills and stuff depending on that.
It is very
cool.
You get
little beasties to summon.
I like the idea of being a druid.
Yeah, is it everyone tending to the earth?
Tending to the earth.
Oh, well, looking after little animals.
Like, who have you got? You can choose.
Yeah, you got your druid.
You got your druid. Druid, master of the wilds.
Yes.
He's a nature conjurer.
Nature conjurer, yeah. Then you've got the fat controller class.
No.
Summoner of engines.
You've got the Warrior. Proud warrior.
Big weapon. Not fun.
Rogue.
Or is two little ones.
That's the thing. I like rogue. Sinister. Or vagrant.
Dexterous and yet sinister.
Swashbucklers of the fantasy world. who
else
you got?
Tiny hat and maybe a parrot.
Priest.
Judas Priest.
No, priests are cool, but they're a bit healy, I think.
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, no, I just think they're not very fun.
There's a paladin, which is like a priest with
Paladins
attitude.
Paladins are cool. Priests with attitude and hammers.
And
one loves a good hammer.
Warlock.
Warlock
of Wensleydale.
Warlock of Wensleydale, who takes his own health to bolster his ranks.
Little Dimions. Dimions? Demons.
Demons. Demon minions.
Demon minions.
And mage, of course.
Mage.
Master of the arts.
And butter.
Master of the arts.
And butter.
And butter, yeah, mage, butter, and the other ones,
yeah, and all the friends,
all the shaman. That's who I'm
shaman
missing.
Like rubbish.
Who you know, they're just
anyway. Wild. You can find out for yourself if you get into the beta. It'll be out next year, I believe.
Yeah,
it's very fun. It's beautifully kind of for a card game. Unsurprisingly, it's quite beautifully animated and kind of put together.
It's kind of like you know when you first watched like Harry Potter when you were younger, or you first read it, and there was battle chess.
Yeah,
where like the piece, it's kind of like that. That's what I really like.
All
about
the pieces
it.
Are animated.
All the pieces sort of come out and they hit the other one.
I like it when you get a really big stompy monster.
Yeah,
it has more impact. Like it makes the screen shake.
Yeah, and everything falls over. And like, it is brilliant. Yeah, if anyone's on the beta,
yeah, do let us know.
Send us an email.
We are just Pod Shambles. I think you can search for us directly there for our gamer tag.
And you have to put. I think. Yeah, you have to search their BattleNet tag or something.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll find
it. I'm sure we're the only Pod Shambles on there.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be stupid enough to go for that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it reminds me. Sorry, you're going to say something. You have that look in your face.
I'm going to have a piece of licorice.
Oh.
You hate licorice.
Fucking licorice.
Why don't you like licorice?
Because it tastes like arse. It tastes like real bum. Like 100% pure, lean-cut bum.
God's blood.
God's own bum.
God's congealed black blood.
Yeah.
Mm.
Doesn't appeal to me. But it reminds me, Hearthstone, of playing all those lovely little card games and how we've kind of lost a lot to the ages, haven't we, Paddy? You know. Whatever happened, do you not?
Actually, I played Shithead the other night.
Oh, we did, didn't we? Were you there? Yeah.
That was really fun.
Was I there? We're both there.
That was fun.
Excellent.
You haven't played that in ages. Sorry.
We played the
mouth all stuck together.
Yeah, well done. It's all that licorice, isn't it? We played that the French one with Chloe. Is that me or just you? Just me. How could it be just you? that was a good one. I can't remember what it was called for the life of me, but
Vingt-et-un.
Yeah. Oh, it was. It was just Pontine.
Royal Pontine.
Royal avec cheese.
Chloe's probably listening.
Yeah. Hi, Chloe. Hey.
All right.
And
she doesn't listen. Hates our work.
Hates everything we do. But we're, you know, it reminds me of, you know, Shuffle Halfpenny. Many an evening spent playing that. And of course, you have the, you know, you have the, you arrange eight cards in a small pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the Boscombe, which lives underneath.
Yeah.
You can't touch the Boscombe, else you lose a finger. And God, if you start losing fingers, then you're ruined.
And in one hand, you've got a brush.
Yeah, one brush. In the other hand,
polish.
Another brush.
Two brushes.
And you have to buff the shit out of the Boscombe without anyone else noticing, lest you lose a finger.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
and then the winner of the game is one who picks up the most cards with his mouth and spits them.
Or her mouth.
Or her. Or it's, or there.
I used to play Kurt and Charlie.
Kurt and Charlie?
Yeah, in my family, Kurt and Charlie was a bit... Because my family are from Scotland, of course, where Kurt and Charlie originate.
Where curtains originate.
Yeah, and that was a great game. Everyone gets one card in their hand.
One Charlie.
And one random animal at their disposal. So, like, and that's kind of drawn at the beginning of each hand.
Is that, depending on the locale... Or could you get a tiger in Surrey?
It's got to be what's to hand. So basically, like, games will typically begin when whoever's the biggest out of the family has been in the wilderness for days on end.
Oh, okay. So your dad would go out trapping.
Yeah, exactly. My dad would go trapping. He'd bring back, otters.
And a wood finch.
And more otters. You know, he'd just have hundreds of
them. A whole bag of otters.
And that's good. And you've got to try and balance it. So, like, he'd bring back, like, 10 mice... maybe five squirrels, two stoats, they're a bit more vicious, like maybe one bear, I don't know.
Just for fun.
And you bring them all in and he hides them around the house and basically you get your card and that determines which animal you get.
Right.
And then it's whoever falls asleep quickest.
Is in the lion's den.
Yeah, in the lion's den. And then you go through to the family championships, which takes place with your extended family.
Yeah,
also.
Of course.
And that's great because...
Goes without saying, mate.
Yeah, like my aunt sort of, she's not the best, but she's a very strong player. Okay, I learned everything
good,
I know
good
from
mid order.
Yeah, that's where batsman. I got all these scars.
Yeah,
you know, just she's a centre midfield.
She
player.
Was really good. I remember your aunt back in the days. You know, back in the kind of swinging 60s. She was so good at Nobble Me Margaret.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell!
Nobble Me Margaret. That's a brilliant game. Mm. What you do is you sellotape, or you know, at the time they used baking starch.
Yeah, of course.
To attach all the cards to your naked body.
Yeah.
And then one person, the Margaret, if you
the Margaret
has to then nobble.
Yeah.
We
all know what that means.
Oh, bloody hell. And it ends whoever loses the least blood by the end is the winner. And, you know, of course, all the great nobblers of our time, there's, you know, Jeremy Brunswick, Elgar Elgarson from
Alan Rickman.
Norway. Alan Rickman, little do people know.
Yeah.
The, beneath those.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Tones are the beating hearts.
Dulcet tones.
Nobble me. Margaret, player.
Mr. Potter.
I just clicked my jaw.
If you would truly, madly,
Rickman.
Deeply die hard, I would be most die hard to...
Die hardiness.
What's his name in Die Hard?
Oh, Jimmy... Jimmy Gruber.
Oh, fuck.
He's German. Is it Hans Gruber?
That's
Hans
it.
Something. Yeah. Hans Zimmerman.
Hans Zimmerman.
God. Oh, here we go. We're in the territory. Best have bought this link pretty quickly.
Yeah, of course. Let's get on to the meat of the this. Meat of this. Meat and two veg.
There's one veg. Watch out for more later.
Pop some paprika in that stew. Otherwise, it won't be ready in time for Podshambles 19. A New Hope.
The first one's called New Hope.
Brought to you.
That's the first name.
Brought
first
to you
one.
By Sure Men.
Oh, God. We're not.
Special edition.
We're not sponsored. You can't. How long are you going to keep this outro going?
Other deodorants are available, but why the fuck would you bother? Turn on the drum machine. Paddy and Laurie invented the idea for Lost, but J.J. Abrams stole it.
Kurosaki Ichinoena.
We all know what that means. It's a chord.
Square Enix are sponsored.
We all know what that's the theme tune to, don't we?
Anime!
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. We've been watching it. Like two frenzy little bear cubs.
We watched the whole of season one.
Yeah, which we thought
was all of it.
And we got to the last episode. Oh, they better... better wrap things up quite soon. We've got about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
to
they
go.
Got 10 minutes. They had all the open
strands. Questions.
Just for anyone who doesn't know, Attack on Titan is an anime series. It's a Japanese manga brought to life through the medium of screen. And it's
a Japanese cartoon.
Like what Laurie and I were like, that's part of what our friendship is founded on. We used to watch a huge amount of anime together when we were younger, starting with Fullmetal Alchemist, moving on to Bleach. Death Note, Code Geass.
Code Geass.
Oh, man.
And I need to catch up.
And we suddenly realised that we hadn't done it in years, so we thought, whole new series.
We thought, there's a finite end to it.
Yeah, there's a finite end, like, because that's the thing, if you watch one season of, like, same with any, like, HBO series, you watch the end of season one and you're like, I have to see season two right now.
Well, I've been watching on my own Naruto.
Yeah.
Which is about a prepubescent ninja.
I'm about 490 episodes in, but you're like
800
you're
episodes.
You're about 800
in, and it's still not finished. And the last battle's been going on for like 50 episodes.
Oh man.
It's still really good.
There's something magic about anime, isn't there? Like no matter how ridiculous it gets,
it's always brilliant.
Like, you haven't seen Gurren Lagann, have
you? No, I've heard good things.
Like, Gurren Lagann is
just, mostly from you.
It's just the most ridiculously amazing TV show.
All right, okay. What's it about?
In short, right?
Yeah.
There's a miner.
You know, get your shorts on. We do it in short.
Weep. That's my short putting on.
These are my briefs for in brief as well. Oh. Isn't it funny though? All the words meaning to say something concisely are actually pants.
Yeah. Trunks.
That's not one.
I'll keep this out.
Continue, please.
Gurren Lagann, right? So it's about a miner.
Your shorts,
but he's kind of a driller.
A miner.
Right. Okay, so humanity
has. This sounds awful.
No, okay, so okay, from the beginning, humanity has been forced underground.
He's a coal miner.
We don't know why they're underground.
In Cornwall.
Yeah, no, and he's a miner. He's got this tiny little drill, right? His name's Shimon.
Like a handheld drill.
It's called Sign.
One of those ones using woodwork.
Absolutely, a handheld drill.
Really tiny.
Everyone's drilling, right?
Why have they all got tiny drills?
This is the thing, right? They've all got little drills. They go, well, the drills are about, they're quite big. They're like the size of my head.
Size of a small monkey.
Yeah, like a chimp drill. so like they're all drilling, and Simon's got, he's got all this stuff going around his head that's like,
he's listening to Lady Gaga.
It's like, oh, you must keep on drilling. Like all this kind of thing. Sounds awful, doesn't it? No. Then he finds.
This goes on for 3 hours.
He only fucking finds a head, not a human head, robot head. Robot head that's about 6 foot high, right?
What? Right, with a tiny little drill?
I'm not ruining anything, because this is all episode one.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, and finds robot head. Robot head, like, activates. They become best friends. Robot head can grow.
Hello, master. How may I help you? Would you like press 7 for carrots?
Yeah.
He presses 7. And they just like vomit carrots everywhere.
Just like,
why not press 9 for Dalmatians?
All these carrots and all these dogs just like, woof, woof, woof.
No. Press 3. That is time for party. And then like a disco, he just turns into a massive disco.
Shards ball. Of disco ball, like spraying, like ripping through the Dalmatians.
And the Bee Gees just pop
carrots,
out of his bum.
Carrots covered in blood, but they're drowning you because there's so many of them. Dogs mainly dead, shredded by the disco ball. Anyway, it's brilliant, and like the story takes it from there. The head can grow arms and legs, but like not like a body out of its head, right?
What?
And then I just guess you gotta wait and see.
Oh, brilliant!
It's really fantastic.
That sounds really silly,
but
really
we're now
good.
Looking for something new to watch. And
yeah,
there is. I mean, like there's a lot yet to watch, but like
hard to filter it out though, because so many are kind of critically acclaimed. They end up being really silly, and like all the kind of, you know, there's in Japan there are two kinds of entertainment like that. There's shonen and what's for girls, like generally for girls.
Oh yeah, they have two different names.
And shonen is like, you know, young male protagonists, lots of fighting, robots, that kind of thing. And the meant to be for young boys, not, you know, necessarily. That's what it comes down to. And the other kind of type, which is meant for young ladies, is about like romance in high school and.
It's weird that they do that.
Yeah, it makes sense in a way, but also in, you know, at the time, you know, number of young ladies like Naruto and all the kind of shonen.
Yeah, exactly.
Ones.
And
now,
there was cross cultivation.
Especially, you know, Western. I think probably in Japan it's pretty much the same. Still,
what would
that's my cultural analysis.
Let's say your new job,
mm-hmm.
right, is head of your own anime company.
Head of Naruto.
No, not Naruto. No, I'm saying you have to start a new company Let's assume that you have budget. Okay. You're the
got
writer,
monies.
Director, producer.
God, do I get a little hat?
Artist.
Do I get a little hat? You get draw for shit.
Yeah, no, I'm saying this is hypothetical. Okay, this is
imagining
happening.
I can draw. Imagine I can draw.
Imagine, yeah, imagine like all this
sick
kind of thing.
Anime.
You can make any anime. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. What would you make?
Oh, shit.
And you like work within the kind of rules of anime.
Sure. Okay, so mine. Mine is called Turtle No Gaiden. Right? Turtle No Gaiden.
Turtle No Gaiden.
Okay, and what it starts with is it's like the first like three episodes are really serene, like light-hearted turtle-based comedy. So there are all these like really, it starts with two little turtles called, I can't think of names right now. And the two little turtles.
Bill and Ben.
No, don't be silly. One's a girl.
Sandra and Ben.
There's the main guy who's a bit silly and he's a bit. He gets really serious about some stuff, but he's actually a bit useless. And he has his best female friend who's always poking fun and always goes, Ben, oh, you don't know what you're doing. You know, she's Italian. You don't know what you're doing, Ben. You're a silly fool.
Okay.
And they're just playing around, and then they're their parents who are kind of, you know, gruff but, you know, well mannered. And then there's old man Gizzard, who's the big, like the huge turtle, lives in the middle of the pond.
They're set in a pond.
In a pond. It's normal.
How big
turtles.
Is the pond?
Pretty huge. Like, there are loads of turtles.
Is it a lake?
Else. There's nothing else.
Is it a sea?
No, it's a pond, but it's like
a
big
pond. Do you get freshwater turtles? Of course you do. You do.
Yeah. Don't stop it.
Sea turtles.
This is my... Whatever.
Sorry.
We can adapt the turtles.
Okay,
they can be specially adapted turtles.
Mecha turtles.
With aqualungs.
Okay, all right, great.
You slightly preempted it.
Oh,
so what happens? But one day, that goes on for three episodes. So it's not like the first episode, all the shit happens. You have to really persevere.
You have to commit
for like an hour.
How long is an episode? Episode 20 minutes.
Twenty minutes.
Standard
and
anime.
The theme tune as well in the first three episodes is like turtle, go down the turtles.
Everybody's at the pond.
And the first story is about, you know, how the main character does really badly at a test, and then the girlfriend has to, at turtle school.
Is turtle school
fishing
cross,
exam.
Like cross animal?
No, just turtles.
Oh,
no, there's no other animals referenced anyway. And then in the fourth episode, it finishes. Something's going a bit wrong, and they don't really know, and like someone goes missing maybe. And the end of the episode is just this massive, one of the turtles dies, maybe the female, you know, protagonist dies.
Yeah.
By a massive foot coming down, and it's an armored foot. Right.
Oh,
it's an armored foot. Turns out it's a knight, and we're actually in medieval France.
Shit.
All that time.
Shit.
And the turtles have got quite advanced technology, so it's a bit of a mindfuck. Anyway, it turns into a fight. The turtles identify these guys as baddies, even though they're just humans who just stepped into a pond. And it's the turtles fighting the French knights and working their way way up to Charlemagne.
Oh.
And but the turtles have to like join together and make like a battle turtle. And old man Gizzard turns out to be like a really wise fighter who's
a general
Bushido or something.
Okay, yeah.
And he's, you know, and he's got those like, and there's a crack team, a crack turtle team.
Yeah.
And the main character eventually fights his way through turtle school and becomes like one of the hot young prospects. And all his mates do. And they've all got different characters. So his power could be he's one of the only turtles. Ah, here you go. He's the only turtle.
Got thumbs.
No. Stupid. He's the only turtle that can exit his shell at will and use his shell as like a weapon.
A shield.
Yeah, or whatever. Or he can chuck it, or he can load stuff in it, and or he can rescue other turtles.
Throw
with
it like a Koopa shell.
He's the only one who can do that. No one else can do that. And his shells are really strong as well.
Yeah.
And he's really good at fighting out of his shell. And then it turns out there's another sect of turtles who are helping the French. And it's their
tortoises,
fight against,
maybe.
Oh yeah, tortoises. No, it's gonna be other turtles.
Oh, okay.
Who like betray the main turtle clan.
Okay.
There you go. Done. But the other gimmick is all the combat is really slow. Because it's all the French knights going, oh,
like the yellow.
Really slow. And the turtles
lights.
Are fucking turtles like,
so the turtles have to win through guile more
than it's all like they have to set up these really elaborate like traps and stuff.
But the traps take years to make.
weeks of preparation just to get one turtle under a cardboard box.
Yeah, with a stick. Ooh. It's a little sign that says free turtle. Like, backwards
so,
R.
Like, and the thing is, it would flip-flop between really light-hearted and like turtle, oh no, we can't quite manage this contraption. To, like, most of them dying in one episode because a knight just like...
Blackwater Bay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The equivalent of Blackwater. No, but like a French chef just comes and makes turtle bisque.
Turtle soup.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
Bisque, haven't heard that
but
word
in, I know, what a great word. But it ends, I can't tell you the ending, but it ends with the protagonist becoming the emperor of France and killing Joan of Arc. Yeah, Joan of Arc starts helping them.
But he kills Joan. Wait. Okay. Spoilers. See, these are all things.
There we go, there's my series. We can,
Turtle No Gaiden.
Turtle No Gaiden.
Ah, brilliant.
And the theme tune, like I said, yeah, you've got the theme tune, you've got everything.
All right, great.
Sponsored by Square Enix.
Oh, lovely. All right.
Video game tie-ins come.
That's
TBC 2016. That's
fucking exciting.
Well, yeah. Watch out. Watch this space. Have you got anything in the pipeline? I know you've got a lot of ideas under that little cavernous hat there. What are the little anime projects you've been working on?
My little manga hat.
Yeah, little manga hat.
Right, what would my manga be?
I don't know. I'm asking you that question, Paddy.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
no,
like,
good asking me.
Yeah, but like, I haven't asked myself that before. All right, an anime. Okay, mine. Mine is called...
Yeah.
Here
we go. Big title. On the screen.
Okay. On the screen,
my hands
says,
are going, doing the screen motion.
Moon Wasp.
Moon Wasp.
Moon Wasp.
Yeah.
Danae. Yeah, I don't know.
Danae.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, right, it's called Moon Wasp. Okay, right. Okay, that's...
And it's the theme tune, Moon Wasp.
No. Don't worry, I've got all four theme tunes planned. That's because basically each season the theme tune typically changes
course.
In anime.
I don't think that far ahead.
Right, so Moon Wasp. Okay, right, our tale begins, right, in 20th century England.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, sure. Relatively recent times. But it's alternate reality.
Okay.
Okay.
What's different?
No wasps.
No.
And no moon.
No wasps and no moon.
And doesn't... And like, oh, yes. And as a
Hang
result...
Hang on, there's
no
moon. No. That would really fuck stuff up, though, wouldn't it?
Yes. This is what I'm saying. Yeah, right. So, humanity's taken an alternate reality, I guess. Is it? Like, because there is no moon. So, the tides... are all over the fucking place, right?
They just don't exist. The water's just, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but...
You're
like,
anime, I'm sorry.
Yeah, shut up. All right, so no, because there's no moon, right, a lot of stuff is fucked. Like, the gravity on Earth is slightly different,
mm-hmm.
Right, okay, and let's just say that it's had the opposite effect somehow and the tides are all over the place,
cool.
Right?
Why not?
Tides are... No! Oh, no, okay, there are no tides, right... Okay, no, bear
really
with me.
Out
moon wasp.
Tides.
Moon wasp. Okay, right, okay. So, right, no tides, but because of the altered gravity of the moon not being there, no one can touch water. unless it's done in, like, the most controlled environment, because the touch of water, chaos theory, starts the ripple.
Oh, well, you start like a tsunami.
Which sets off,
That's
like, the
so
tides.
That's so hard to legislate.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. It sets off the tides.
That's a nightmare.
All of the water in the world is, like, heavily guarded, right? Okay, and all this kind of thing.
Okay.
So that, like, no one starts this
the seas,
this wave.
Though, like, you can still drink water, right?
You can still drink, but it has to be extracted in, like, such tiny quantities.
How
that,
did humanity
and the
get
ripples
this far?
Are controlled. No, you see, like, that's the thing. They built walls, and they decide... They know what they have to do because of the disaster. Right, and it's referred to as the disaster.
Okay,
and that destroyed maybe what was humanity before? Eh?
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
So destroyed everything. Humanity had to start from scratch because basically seas ravaged the world,
okay.
Carved the world into these sort of mountainous like erosion and like all
yeah,
this
yeah.
kind of stuff. So the terrain is fucking mental, right? Okay, and there are also no wasps. All right,
why?
Yeah, okay.
Is that something that's just never explained?
It's just yeah, no wasps. So. None of that.
Picnics are fine.
What do wasps do other than
sting you?
Do they do anything with
no,
pollen?
No.
And not important. Really,
no.
Right? Just no wasps. All right. Okay. Okay. No wasps.
No plot holes there.
But as a result, no one's ever discovered a wasp allergy, have they? Because no one's ever been stung by a wasp. Okay.
Until.
Right. Then, one day.
Moon for the wasps.
Moon wasps. Okay. This moon appears. It rises. Maybe it rises out of the earth.
Oh yeah, they do some. Maybe they do some like controlled experiment on water, and it
yeah.
goes really wrong, and like funnels a massive chunk of rock.
Yes,
like, and then like fissures under the earth and blows up like most of the continent.
Yes,
into space.
Into space. Okay, but as it goes into space,
it's full of
gathers wasps. Right?
From underground.
Space wasps. Yeah, underground wasps, and then consequently space wasps. So we've
crossbreeding of
space
wasps.
Yeah, we've established two different types of wasps. So you have all the wasps. The reason there weren't any wasps beforehand, they were all underground. Right? So yeah, as you say, the big bit of rock starts gathering wasps, shoots out of the atmosphere into space. Okay, no one thinks that happened after the last disaster.
But no one knew.
Yeah, but no one knew that this thing had been building and building and building.
I see.
Right, it was begun at the disaster. So that then shoots into space.
They're finding out information about the disaster. And they get
yes.
there, like,
because no one knows what happens in the disaster.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, let's use this. Oh, like, it could be like new water. You know, they're really new technology, like water explosion yeah. technology.
Oh, and you know what? Yeah. Okay. No. Fuck it. No, great. I've got an idea. Okay, so this thing goes into space, right?
Yeah.
This thing goes into space. And then suddenly, right, wasps. Okay, wasps start coming down from space. And, like, one day someone sees a wasp, okay?
They're like, oh.
Oh, what's that? It looks like a bee.
But long and thin.
Yeah, but it's
big
not.
Big singer.
Okay, that wasp then...
is alpha wasp.
Then goes and lands in a small reservoir that's next to a town. Okay?
Oh, no.
Protected reservoir from people, but the wasp slips through the net that's there to stop birds, right? Wasp gets in, starts the motion of this reservoir, and it starts going and going and going, breaks down the walls, destroys a town, okay?
And then that water kind of
just seeps into the earth. That was one wasp, okay? Here we find our protagonist, Noah. Okay.
Oh! Origin story.
Yeah, origin story. Noah, he's from the town that was destroyed.
In 20th century UK.
Yeah, but this is alternate reality.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so Noah, he's from the town that was destroyed. Humanity has reached a sort of medieval steampunk kind of level. Okay.
Not steam, though.
Not steam. No, can't use it. Oh, that's really good. Smoke punk. Yeah, they use smoke to power ship, right? And like, yeah, okay. So Noah, his thing's destroyed, swears vengeance on the wasps. But then more wasps start to come, okay? Towns start getting destroyed all over the place. We start building things to stop the wasps getting to the water.
Jam traps.
But in turn, humanity doesn't have access to like 95% of the water that it used to have.
Oh, right.
So humanity starts turning against each other, even though they should be turning against moon
wasps,
right? And the moon wasps, like, meanwhile, let's say the last 3 minutes of every episode are set on moon wasp. What's moon wasp called?
What's moon?
No, it's
the hive.
Yeah.
Hive base alpha.
Hive base alpha. That's exactly what I was thinking. Hive base alpha. Where the wasps, right, because they've met the space wasps. Underground wasps have met the space wasps, right?
Oh, it's going to be a wasp civil war.
Wasp war is going on.
Oh, wasp war.
And the space wasps force the earth wasps off the moon, right? So, even though the wasps don't intend harm on humanity, they migrate back to their home planet, Earth, right?
Oh.
All these wasps fucking appearing. Then, allergies. You know, people start getting stung by wasps. They start thinking the wasps are the enemy, so the wasps fight back, okay? Meanwhile, the space wasps building a laser. A fucking laser.
Fucking water laser.
Yeah, water laser. Yeah, like a whirlpool creating laser.
Oh, wow.
So Noah works out he's got to build a boat.
With the wasps.
With the wasps.
I'm made of wasps.
Yeah, made of wasp boat. Because the wasps, yeah, they want to get back.
Where?
I don't know. To space. to
get that sweet moon back.
To get that sweet wasp moon, man.
Hang on.
But
hang on, there's a little problem.
Right.
The currents might still be crazy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
But surely the moon would have an effect on them, the wasp moon.
It is having an effect. Yeah, that's the thing. It's another thing thrown into the mix. More and more places are being destroyed. Some places, the really wealthy places, are throwing up fortifications that can like withstand stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So the nobility are basically hiding on Earth. But because that's it. Because the nobility have been so sort of pampered and they're all weak and all this kind of thing. They're the ones that are allergic to wasps, aren't they? Right. Okay. So they try and fight back against the wasps. Noah realizes we need the wasps.
He leads a wasp revolution.
He leads the wasp revolution.
This is the fucking weirdest thing you have ever said to me, ever.
But I guess you'll have to watch. Keep wasping the skies.
Hang on, buddy.
What?
What is that? You've got to keep doing it when I start speaking, you prick.
Okay.
It's over now.
Tidal.
His name was Pablo.
More Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles and drank cider.
Quick question.
Yeah, okay.
Would you rather have two cats?
Oh, yeah.
But thought they were dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Two dogs?
Yeah.
But thought they were cats?
Oh.
Or a bird?
Yeah.
Thought it was a leopard.
But if it was a leopard, that'd be so fun.
Show you're working.
I do the two times the one dog.
No. Come on, man.
If they all fought together, then the leopard would win.
Yeah, but they're not necessarily... No, it's a bird that thinks it's a leopard.
Yeah, it'd be a ferocious bird.
Yeah, but still be a bird.
A tiny little partridge.
I'm not saying they'd pit against each other, but a bird couldn't be a dog or a cat.
Oh, regardless yeah, okay, of what fine. The dog or cat. Right, sorry, why are you ripping me apart?
It's obviously the worst answer.
Why is it the worst answer?
Because you should have chosen secret answer number four.
What's secret answer number four?
10 ducks. I thought they were people.
They wore little clothes.
Yeah.
And they all went to school.
I'm just after work.
Goodbye, dear.
Can they talk?
No, they think they can, though.
Yeah.
They follow, they
They have, a sitcom in their own head. It could be called...
And you're just watching and going, fucking stupid ducks.
It could be called...
You think you're fucking real people, don't you?
It could be called 10 and a half ducks.
Who's the half duck? You?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm a person who thinks he's a duck. They're ducks that think they're people.
And by extension, they think that you're a duck that thinks he's a person too.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's there's already that,
you're a bit
that
slow,
duality.
Jesus Christ.
I think that'd be brilliant.
Millions.
Which makes me, that's the thing, I'm really looking into this, and I just wanted your support.
Don't have it.
Right.
Oh, well, time for another bit, isn't it, boys
Why
and
does
girls?
Every bit begin
because
with...
every time we start, it's me getting off out of my lovely silk divan and going, oh, I've got to do this shit again.
A divan.
Yeah, I know, it's like a sofa.
You don't have a divan.
I've got to maintain the air that we're really fucking superior to these guys, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to get all over us. They're going to rise up. Pitchforks.
Yeah.
Gotta remember, we're top bollock.
Top dog.
Top bollock. Anyway.
Top bollock.
After I so skillfully explained Aikido last week, you've prepared a little presentation for everyone at home, haven't you, Paddy?
Yes.
On a subject that was close to all of our hearts, I think.
Yep.
Do you want to tell everyone what it is?
I have definitely prepared a delightful little fact.
Is that a flip chart I see in your back pocket there?
Yes. Here it is.
Good flip. And what the fuck's it about, Paddy?
Well, my talk is on...
Yeah, anytime.
The factually correct
mm-hmm.
life and times
yes.
of Daniel Sturridge.
Daniel, the Liverpool striker.
Liverpool striker, yes.
Plays for England.
Yes.
We saw him at Wembles.
That's that, yeah.
Okay.
And I remembered his name.
Great.
Because he sure was hot on the pitch, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
Kicking to the left, kicking okay. to the right. Oh, what? Pass it, Sturridge. He'll do it. Through ball. Okay. Learned that one as well. So I've preferred a delightful ditty.
Is it a song, the whole
thing? No. I call it Sturridge. The
man.
The man.
The myth.
With courage.
The man with courage. Okay, come on.
Okay.
Take it away. Trev.
Right, okay. So, let me take you back.
Okay. When?
To 1903.
Oh, okay. We're going over that far.
Sturridge is born.
Which is Sturridge.
Sturridge. Yeah, well, he was just called Sturridge. Funny you should ask. Born,
what a pertinent question.
Born Sturridge. Sturridge was born.
Yes.
On Christmas Day. Christmas
Day. 1903.
Christmas Day, 1903. To parents Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
That one name.
A quattro homosexual partnership.
How did they conceive?
Ivy. A very rudimentary...
Ivy egg
with their friend
egg made of ivy
graciously given to them by their friend and co-worker Matilda.
Okay,
Matilda.
You don't need to say that.
Shittlesworth. Right, and yeah.
Shittlesworth.
She carried Sturridge.
Yeah.
Okay, and he was there when he was born. What are we going to name him? They said. Now, two of the four in the couple.
Yes.
Right.
Well done.
Were their last name was Sturridge, right? Weren't related though, and they all put their names in a hat to decide on what they were going to name him. And weirdly, mix up, Sturridge got pulled twice. Okay,
that's so a logical explanation.
Sturridge, and thus he was born. Okay, so Sturridge, he was great. He was brilliant.
At
huge,
what?
Huge head, good legs. That's what everyone used to say about him. That Sturridge, he's got good legs. He'll go far, literally, because he's running and walking on his literally giant legs, giant head, tiny torso, no arms.
God, just, this is horrific.
Just a pincer and one of those what are they called? That you know the like claws.
A grabby claw.
Yeah, but like you pull the little, you squeeze the handle and it.
Yeah, grabby claw. You get in them at Christmas, so usually.
Yeah, or if you're picking up rubbish.
Oh yeah.
So he's got one of them and a pincer.
Is it shaped like a? Is it got like a shark's head on the end rather than a pincer?
Not
a pincer.
It's
a comedy one.
That opens. Yeah, it's a comedy one. He was born with that. You know, why not? So he was great. And
what kind of shark?
What kind of shark? Well, funny you should ask.
Sturgeon.
Lesser spotted Sturridge.
Right?
And his the Sturridge shark from the coast of East
Albania.
Yeah, of course. And he was great at school. God, he was clever. Yeah. Big head. I mean,
big head for the brain.
People would say he's big headed sometimes because he was a bit arrogant, okay? But actually, he just had a big head and thereby bigger brain. Yeah. Uh-huh. More powerful brain. Because he could fit more information in it.
How much more?
Twice the amount.
Twice, okay.
Right, so he had...
I mean, that makes you twice as intelligent as an average person, which is still not like, you know, that's not out Einstein level,
yeah,
is
but
it?
He's
Einstein was like eight times as clever as me.
But if you're going by IQ...
Then that's twice the IQ. That's a very rudimentary measure of intelligence.
He's got twice the brain.
Okay, that's
so you know.
Okay, I'm just going to leave.
He's very clever. He's obviously top of the class. Okay, assuming there are no little
top of the league.
Einstein's not in his class.
Top of the league.
Top of the league. Maybe in later life. Hey. Oh, hello. Not thus far. Oh, hello. Little stab that I don't quite understand. he was great, and he had two best friends.
Okay,
in class. Now, one of them...
He's very detailed in his life.
One of them was called Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer.
Former Newcastle, Liverpool...
Newcastle. Not Liverpool.
Brawn and bread. Alan Shearer. And the other one... And the other one was... Benoit Asuakonde.
The Cameroonian left back.
Lucky they're the three footballers I know, eh?
Yeah, fancy that.
And they all got through class, and Sturridge used to help them with their homework. Okay, and thus a rather unfaithful friendship was formed between the three of them.
They kind of hated each
other. Yeah, they all kind of, yeah, but he wanted to be in with Benoit and the other guy, what was
Alan.
His name? Alan, yeah, of course, Alan... Shearer. Yes, because they were working.
Keep up with your own fucking story.
They were working on a game. They were trying to make a game together. A new game that so far was called Won't You Kick the Sphere into the Fisherman's Line. Okay? And they used to play it on the banks of the River Euphrates. Okay. Yeah, and
Byzantium.
Not the Tigris. Yeah, mind you, no, never go near, that was the old saying, never go near the Tigris, lest you lose your arms, right, that's important for later.
Oh God.
Okay, right, okay.
And so, but he's already got no arms.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so they form this friendship, and they're working this game, and then one day, Sturridge says, I want to be a part of making this game, I've got big plans for it, okay, I want to take it to a big city, like Liverpool. Okay, right, and everyone thought he was mad. There was nothing in Liverpool other than the docks and
the Beatles
and performing arts colleges, you know. And not yet, mate. Beatles aren't for a while. Anyway, so they let him in on their little gang. Okay, and they start and like they're going through school. And they're all getting really good results because basically Sturridge's intelligence is letting the other two work on the rules of the game, right. Like all this kind of thing, like hire the fishermen to be used
to man the nets.
Yeah, of course, and all the flights to wherever Euphrates is.
Byzantium.
Yeah, well, yeah, Byzantium. Yeah, okay, of course. And so they're flying out to Byzantium. He's at home doing the homework. Right. Anyway, they graduate. Great. All of them, no, two of them, the other two, you know, Benoit and Shearer, sports scholarships, right, to Oxford.
Good, good.
Okay. And
to play what sport, though?
That's the thing, okay? They were playing netball, right? Okay, very good at netball. That was like a side thing. That they were great. Whereas he gets into Oxford, Sturridge gets into Oxford naturally because you know because
he's
a big head. He's studying geology, geodes and diodes. Yeah,
okay,
and crystal formations. Right, okay, and oh yeah, okay, and he's really good at all of that. He comes to them with an idea. And he goes, look, I've been looking at all these crystals, and there's one of them. That it's basically formed of pentagons, right? And but it forms this shape like a sort of big 3D dodecahedron. And he says, "Why don't we use that for the shape of the sphere, right?" And they go, "Great!" And they design this thing, and they call it the football. Okay,
why?
Because of Sturridge's massive legs. They opt.
And his big head.
His big head. They
combine
opt
the two.
That because he can't use his arms, he's got to use his legs and his head, right? So they decide, it's call it football. Heading is a side avenue that they'll discover later. The game develops very fast. It starts catching on with the netball players, right? Which is why the fisherman's lines are then replaced with nets to emulate that. Okay, so anyway.
You know, nets in netball?
Yeah.
Are like basketball nets.
Right? Yeah, no, but they needed bigger nets. I mean, Sturridge's legs are massive.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
And they
carry on.
And they take it to Liverpool and form the first football club, right? Okay, which is luckily called Liverpool. Liverpool FC. Sturridge was the star with his massive legs and thirst for blood.
Still called Sturridge.
Still called Sturridge at this point. Okay. I was meant to iron that out.
Pretty early on.
Anyway, yeah. So, but he gets known for his. At the moment, the rules aren't quite there. So he's maiming people with his pincer
and a shark grabber.
And a shark grab thing.
Grabs their balls.
But he's always
a little twist.
Yeah, it gives him a little twist. Pop them off. Ball in the net, yeah, big legs.
So that's saying
back of the net,
back of the net,
yeah. And he's kicking the balls all the time, right? And but this is the thing: he's getting better and better and better and better. And Benoit and Alan, not happy. Oh, and his parents are dead. His parents died, by the way. His parents died.
When?
And but during his first football match, right, against the other Liverpool FC, Everton, and yeah, who were a subsidiary right, that came out of it, okay?
Okay.
So his parents die during the first match. He gets this like, red mist. Like he gets, like, so angry. That's where the maiming starts, right?
Okay, okay.
The sport starts getting violent. Hooligans start coming. You know, it's known for violence. So Alan Benoit have an argument with him, and they split off to form Tottenham and Newcastle, respectively. Right? And they decide to start a championship or a league, right? sponsored by
Barclays.
Probably a bank. Yeah, that's and they start, and then the teams all start playing each other. Everton and Liverpool are rivals, but Tottenham and Newcastle are hot on the heels. They all start getting better. They're all captaining their own teams, and then Sturridge loses. Right, his team, Liverpool, goes down. Okay, they lose to Tottenham in the semis, 3-1. Benoit, all three goals. Sturridge, not even
scored
one.
Scored with his hair.
Yeah, no, didn't score. Sturridge, yeah. So he goes into hiding, okay, for 70 years.
It's on the 30s.
Only to emerge in 2000.
Out of a beautiful cocoon.
2008 as Daniel Sturridge.
Why?
Changed his name.
Why?
Got rid of his claws or whatever he had.
How'd he get rid of them?
Because, medical science came a long way in 70 years.
So they fished him out of a cocoon?
No, he didn't go into a cocoon. He went to hiding. Not in a cocoon.
Oh, sorry, I thought...
Went underground. No, he lived with the lobsters and sharks.
Oh, they learned...
And they taught him their ways, okay?
Only for him to then have his pincer removed.
He emerges as Daniel Sturridge, right? He's great. He comes back. He rejoins Liverpool. No one knows who he is. This guy's one of the founders of football, right?
Fuck, man.
Benoit and Alan still playing. Is Alan still playing?
Sure, no.
Okay. Alan gave it up, but Benoit vowed
still going strong.
He would find Sturridge and destroy him. Right? But they don't recognise Sturridge.
Right.
Because he's not called Sturridge anymore, is he? No, Daniel Sturridge.
Completely.
And he's got arms, suddenly.
How could they recognise him?
And he's like 100 years old. But Sturridge, in the finals of FIFA 98. FIFA 2000, what was it? 2013 now. In the finals of the FIFA League World Cup, right?
FIFA League World Cup.
And who's in the final? Who's in the semis? Tottenham.
Why the semis?
Tottenham, Liverpool, Brazil, and Uruguay.
And Uruguay.
Great teams, yeah? Uruguay and Brazil, they go down like that, right? And then Benoit and Daniel meet on the pitch during the finals, and the best game of football ever is played. There are goals left, right, and centre. All Benoit and Sturridge, right? Sometimes they're in goal. Sometimes they're saving goals. You know, Benoit, they're both multi-tap. They invented the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Then... final minute of extra time. Right, no, penalties. That's the last thing, isn't it? Or it's 111 each. A piece. Right? Benoit's in goal. Yeah? Sturridge is taking the last shot. And suddenly, Benoit looks down at his legs. And Sturridge's legs are just getting bigger and bigger. Right? And
why?
And his arms are falling off. And these claws appear.
Oh,
and the revelation... of who it is.
Sturridge, right? Fucking Sturridge.
Yeah. So, what happens, yeah? Benoit lines up to take the shot. Yeah, it's from the 15-yard line.
Penalty spot.
Is that 15 yards?
I don't know.
And he kicks it, and Sturridge grabs it with the shark claw.
And he punches the ball.
Imbues it with all of his anger, his pent-up rage from being exiled from football and the untimely death of his loving
fourth
and mum. Don't forget mum.
Who kept in an
And the ball egg. Starts expanding and expanding, and it can keep expanding. You won't know why? Because of the dodecahedron shape thing.
Yes.
That we talked about earlier.
Perfect sense.
It's the perfect crystal ball.
Crystal maze.
And it starts showing the future. And what's going to happen to football? And, oh, they see into the future. There are riots. There are people killing each other. There's vagrant homophobia.
Vagrant? What? Only vagrants are afraid of homosexuals.
That is not a world that Sturridge wants to live in.
No.
And not a world that Benoit wants to live in. So they put aside their differences. And the ball explodes. Killing everyone within a mile.
What?
And it's a shame that was the only football stadium, and that all of the people who knew how the football worked were there.
All died.
They're all there. They were all there in the stadium. And thus, the legend of football and Sturridge Sturridge, Benoit Asso Cotto, Alan Shearer, Matilda, Mark, Matthew, Luke and John, and the shark lobster person was made to be passed down through the
shit wizards tome, like you.
The Tome of Judgment, which I have right here.
No, you don't, Paddy. That's not a Tome of Judgment, that's a map of Skyrim.
And you know what?
What?
This ends now.
No!
No! Now, I've been noticing a lack of regular feature.
Fucking hell, we had those.
Yeah, we had those. And you know what? I thought
they were lost in the world.
I like bringing them back every now and then. So,
tickle them under the chin and say, oh, for those, come back.
For those at home, we've spoken about this before. The feeling of kinship. How it's achieved from a podcast. And it's reminding you that Laurie and I are exactly the same as you. We're not worse.
More beautiful. More rich. And more better at chess.
We're just two guys.
Sure. Sure, we have a speedboat each.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we can't communicate with you
look
guys.
Look at this fancy microphone. You know.
Just built into your fucking laptop. Yeah, it's not fancy.
That should be our Christmas present for each other.
A new microphone.
A microphone.
So we actually don't sound like poo.
Yeah. Oh. I think we sound all right. But anyway, I think it's time we we reconnect.
Okay, so what's that? Oh, it's a bit.
What are they up to,
there's
Laurie?
A bite in the air, Paddy, you know, more than anything. So maybe, you know, rather than your usual route home, maybe you just got on a bus instead this time, you know? Just avoid that horrible, horrible bit of road where you have to go, not like down an alley, but it's definitely a smaller street and there are a couple of weird dogs down there who look at you a bit funny. So you don't like walking down. Anyway, get the bus, which is great.
Yeah.
And obviously the bus is a little bit steamed up because it's, you know, the heating's on really high. And you're sat next to quite a large old woman who's just kind of like, she's holding loads of bags on her. Like she's trying to stop them falling away, even though you're pretty sure they're just lodged in her. But like she's really holding on to them.
Okay.
And every now and then gives you a little sideways look saying, you fucking touch my bags, I'll fucking end you.
Okay.
You know, she's probably really nice, which is assuming all this. Anyway, you've got your earbuds probably, you know, over ear headphones. You know, come on, they're only for a certain kind of toss I can get away with those. You've just gone for, you know, your little earbuds. And, you know, you're listening to this and you look out the window and as you look out the window, your breath steams it up. As you steam it up, you draw a tiny penis in the cloud. Because that's what everyone does. And you wipe it around. Oh, look! Oh, it's a little girl out there. She's having fun in the... Oh, and she's gone. Around the corner. Didn't know what
she was doing. Because the bus is moving.
Because the bus is going quite fast down the North Circular.
Too fast.
Too fast. And William Dafoe is in the... Willem Dafoe. And Keanu Reeves. No.
Reel it in.
It's a small, small daydream, pardon me. And as the bus, you know... scurries through the night and you know, sways of colour from the first street lamps to go on that evening pass you by, you think of what you might have when you get back in the flat. You know, you could have a lovely bit of that crack you've been saving up, or because you know you're trying to turn a new leaf in time for the new year, just so you can, you know, let yourself go a bit over Christmas. Maybe you'll just a cup of tea and maybe a Bakewell tart. But you know, not to be too descriptive, maybe could be any number of Mr. Kipling's range of excellent cakes.
Ooh.
Or other drink.
Don't forget the apple pie.
And, you know, the bus keeps going and it's just as you step off the bus, you know, giving a cursory but, you know, definitely heartfelt little nods to the bus driver, just saying, you know, you and I, we understand each other. And as you
get
off the bus...
We're going to fuck.
As you... Wow. Have you fucked a bus driver? Is that
just interjecting. Oh.
Why not? How the fuck? And you step off the bus and your cheeks immediately blush. It's at that exact moment when you start listening to this podcast. It takes you home. Even though you've been listening to it before, you then go back to the beginning again as you step off the bus and you go home and you remember all the podcasts and have a bit of tea. Ah.
Lovely.
And then, there's a pig.
With your big
who knew? A pig in your flat. It wasn't there when you left. It shan't be there when you come back in the morning. But there it is. Podchamber. Oh. Yeah, there you go.
I think that's probably a 2% accuracy rate up until Pigbit.
2%?
Yeah, I reckon 1 in 50 2%? People.
2%?
Yeah, 1 in 50 who listening to this will be like...
Right, what have you got? What have you got then? What's better than 2%? Come on.
I can do an 8.
Okay.
I can do an 8.
Really?
All right, okay.
Is this going to be accurate?
Okay, so... Got your headphones in. Mm-hmm. I'm going with earbuds as well. I thought that was a good call. You listen to the podcast, and it's on quite loud because of the storm. And you feel the boat rock a little bit. Why did I buy this boat, you think? What a mistake. And now we're headed east. And no one knows what's east. Into the rises in the east. That's into the sunrise. Pod Shambles. The Sailors Podcast.
Wow. I think that's pretty polarising.
I reckon a lot of our listeners are at sea.
All at sea? Ooh.
All aboard the Shamble Boat. Ah!
There's no combination of meat that I wouldn't put into a sandwich, like lamb and parma ham and teriyaki chicken.
Those wouldn't work!
It's Jackie Wilson for you.
Oh,
come on, you know the
so
words.
Talentless.
A monkey in the palm tree
monkey.
Sitting in Barbados, tax-free haven.
It's not racist because it's Hawaiian. I'm Jack Johnson. Here you go. How's this for you?
Okay.
Let's
try and emphasize.
Let's row out to the outro.
Oh, you do aft and I'll do four.
Stitching nine saves time.
What?
No, stitching.
Stitching nine save what?
Stitching time saves nine.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well done. Hey, it's the outro. Finally. Oh. We got a bit conceptual this episode, didn't we? It went a bit fucking strange.
It was...
For a change.
I have had a great time.
I know you have. You've been high as balls, haven't you, on your sniffing your effilated spirits.
Oh, God. Effilated spirit.
The same methylated.
Why was your cough here at the beginning of the show and now it's here at the end of the show?
Because I was distracted in the middle by the, you know, the escape that the Pod Shambles brings me. But now I'm stark,
now,
snapped
it's...
back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
Whoops.
He's weak, arms spaghetti, he nervous. On the surface, he looks ready and calm to drop bombs. But
he can't seem to remember what he started writing because the whole audience started being really noisy.
What a load of dicks.
And he tries to say something, but you know what?
He spits up a little bit.
That's earlier.
Oh, no, so he chokes.
Yeah, no, yeah.
He's something called...
Now he's choking.
We've just gone back to reality now.
Yeah, it's over, pal. Yeah, this is a harsh awakening that we all have to now go back to our regular lives outside of...
But, Paddy,
what?
Almost time for Christmas.
Gee whiz, Laurie. Oh, I'm so fucking excited. I could shit everywhere. Oh, watch out.
Please don't.
Okay.
I just cleaned. It's going to be, we're going to, we've got a special Christmassy treat for all the listeners, haven't we?
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Trip to Wigan.
I can't pay that everyone's going to Wigan again.
Depends.
After last year.
Well, there's
the Pod Shambles Christmas party before we started.
Yeah, it was just you and me, and I wasn't there.
I just went to Wigan.
You just went to Wigan.
I know, but we've got a special Christmassy podcast you can unwrap. Oh, under the tree. And who knows, maybe there'll be the return of some old friends.
Yeah.
Some old faces.
A look back over the last...
Should we do a clip show?
8.5 months.
No. But it's also...
It's been 8.5 months.
It's been 8.5 months. I mean, it's, you know, fitting time to end year two also, and what is going to be season one with our festive podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to a very tiny break, and it's not a big one because, you know, people get annoyed when we go away for 2 hours. It's not going to be that long.
We're going to have
a
New Year's break. Like, probably you won't notice because...
probably just as long as the other breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
Just we're recording it a proper break.
But this is probably the end of season one, so yeah. This is going to be a massive episode.
So this is one of the main characters gets... killed.
We're gonna tie off some ends. We're gonna open some new boxes. close some new doors.
Who knows? Maybe Paddy will be gone next series.
Maybe.
And I'll replace him.
I'll be replaced by
sexier model.
Larry the Lamp. Larry, oh, he's not talkative, is he? That's because he's a lamp.
Well, but he is infinitely more flexible.
What a co-host.
Because he's Bendy.
A light in the darkness. That's his catchphrase. But he can't speak. And, yeah, ooh, it's
gonna, illuminating, it's, said the Times.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he's a member of the Illuminati. Maybe that's his
subplot.
We need
to stop this now.
Yeah, so, it's going to be the end of an era and the beginning of a new one.
So there'll be some new stuff. Some stuff that we've been promising for a long time. We're not going to promise again because then we'll have to renege on the promise. But some new stuff is coming.
New stuff. Very exciting things. Merch.
Is that coming?
I'm gonna buy a load of white Primark t-shirts.
And just write, Paddy Shambaz.
Yeah, you can pay a tenner.
Or you're
going to
write Paddy on them all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have none for me.
Yeah, but they'll all be personalised.
But just say your name.
You can write on the back. We take turns.
Well, like in Flight of the Conchords when they do the really elaborate drawing of one of them and then like the other one in the corner. Really do that. So we'd like you to get in touch with our old friend the Postal Salmon. He's going to be wearing, a jingly hat.
Is he?
Yeah.
And because of the head of a fish, it's covering his eyes.
He can't see.
So he probably won't get to us and we probably won't get back to you.
Whoopsie.
Podshambles@gmail.com. We're always listening.
At Podshambles. We want you to tell us.
Find us on Facebook. Podshambles. Oh, LinkedIn, madam.
Can I give them the question?
You can.
Tell us, what is the...
How many Christmases have you spent at sea?
God, none.
Wow, it's been years now since you've seen the old Maren Parr.
You need to stop with your nautical humour, because I think I'm overtired. You've been in the wheel all day, haven't you? Running around like a little hamster.
Not even sailors find my...
Anyway, the question is... what is the thing about Christmas you are least looking forward to? Mine is spending it with you. That's going to be awful.
Fuck you.
I'm laughing because I want it to seem like
I'm
going to
burn your stocking and put licorice in your mouth.
So chew on that,
you bastard.
Maybe there's a part of your family ritual, you really don't like. Maybe you hate...
part of your family.
Maybe
you hate dad.
Maybe you really dislike... Maybe you hate... Oh, carols. Maybe you hate Holly. Maybe you hate the Ivy. Maybe you hate...
Goodwill to all fucking men.
Let us know. And we will provide the perfect antidote to all of those.
Yeah, well...
You've got so much licorice in your mouth, you can't say goodbye to listeners, can you?
Finish as you intend...
Say goodbye to the boys and girls.
As you intend to start.
What, with a face full of licorice?
A face full of licorice and a brim full of asher.
And a massive erection. That's every day of my life. Bye!
Merry Christmas! Oh, I spat licorice everywhere. Who shot Cock Robin?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.